Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
Oh, I had, you know what I've been drinking all week?
Pepto.
Pepto-Bismol.
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride. That's so if you're motion sick at all, boy, you got to be taking Gravol or Pepto.
And I've been motion sickness because I have to stand up, sit down every time I see the markets move and answer the phone. And I'll tell you, I got a lot more steps in because I've had to walk back and forth to the phone.
Well, there's one of the benefits, right?
One of the benefits. Faisal's dropped a couple of pounds, you know, 1.5 pounds because he got a haircut and then half a pound because of going up and down.
Yep.
And also the Pepto-Bismol because it is a volatile time. It is a very volatile issue. And I think that's been my recommendation whenever we've had volatility is everybody should get a bottle of Pepto-Bismol and just keep it on the side of your table because you'll need it.
Okay, but you know what? This is interesting. It's not like this is the first time we've said you need to drink Pepto-Bismol, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the first time, which is interesting because the volatility that we see today is scary for people. I get it.
Yeah.
But we have talked about volatility in Pepto-Bismol in the past due to other problems.
Do you know what this feels like?
What?
Do you remember whenever we have like a long period of sunshine and the weather's good in Calgary and then we get that one snowfall and everybody drives like it's the first time they've ever seen snow?
Right. No, that's good. That's
this
good
is the reaction people have in the markets. Oh my God, we're down whatever percent.
Right.
Like they've never experienced this in the past.
Right. Or we'll never again in the future, right? This is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It will never end. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, this is the worst snowfall ever. We're not going to get out of it, and we should just hide in our homes.
Right. Right.
And this is the exact same experience people are feeling right now when it comes to the markets because of the gyration. And it's not like the media is helping. It's not like all the news stories of Dow falls 1,000 points.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it's up 1,000
right?
points.
And that kind of volatility.
Yeah.
It's like a brand new snowfall in Calgary. If, you, if you've been here longer than, I don't know, 6 years, you kind of know the first snowfall, leave a little bit early. People are going to react differently to it. There's going to be a lot more accidents because apparently we forget what happens on the day that the first snowfall. We forget what markets are like when they're going down.
Right. Right. Or volatile. So here's what I want to say. Like this week, if you went to sleep on Saturday, woke up, you know, today, last Saturday to today.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
Yeah, the markets haven't moved in any direction over a one-week period.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though?
And if you go back to the end of September of last year to now, nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Like, we've seen a run-up and we saw it fall back down, but it's now perspective.
Right.
It's the day of. People are checking their accounts online every single day.
And this, they're turning I want to address
that. They're turning on the TV or listening to this station, hearing all the flash headlines of what's going on. And so you react.
Okay, so let's talk about the gut check, because you and I have been talking about this all week. And I was riffing on this last year, late last year. You remember, we were doing pieces. I was going off about, listen, you got to check your strategy. Don't wait until things go down or till there's a problem to, you know, to analyze whether the strategy is acceptable for you.
Yep.
Okay, fast forward. I think that was early December or something like that. Fast forward to today. Now people are sitting with equity markets, you know, down from their highs, maybe 15%, something like that.
Yep.
I don't want to sound flippant about a 15% fall or contrite, but this is not catastrophic. Okay. That's not to say that some portfolios wouldn't have been really crushed here. But the fact of the matter is, if you were in a balanced portfolio, a decent strategy, it's not catastrophic. But it is gut check time.
Okay? I love these times.
Right.
You know why I love these times? It identifies who should not be in the markets.
Interesting comment.
Identifies people, and I said this to a client on Friday. I said, this is kind of like when the tide goes into the ocean.
Yeah.
You kind of see who's not appropriately dressed for the ocean.
You're full of these
like it's interesting because people have no shorts on and you don't want to see that. And they shouldn't have gone in with no shorts on because the tide does go in. And that's what's happening now. People are, I have to be in the stock market. Look at all the money I'm making. They're going crazy. And then when these types of markets, they freak out and they sell.
Right.
And they should. And they should get out. If you can't handle this volatility, they should get out. Why? Because it's going to happen again.
Right.
And you're going to freak out again. The problem is that when they decide to capitulate, what's the impact to them in their financial future?
So it depends on what capitulate means. If this is your gut check and you say, you know what, I can't handle this kind of volatility, and therefore the equity markets, the stock markets, are not suitable for me, and I'm out.
Yep.
And I'm out going forward forever.
Correct. Forever. That's the key thing.
That's one thing. If you say, I capitulate, I can't handle this volatility, I sell the cash, and then I'm going to market time and get back in.
That's a problem.
That's the problem.
And that's what majority of investors that leave the market
right.
do it on a market timing basis.
Right.
But what I'm talking about when the tide going in is that you shouldn't have been in the ocean to begin with.
Right.
You know,
you're not a strong enough swimmer.
A friend of mine called me up Thursday night saying, Faisal, how do you deal with all this? And I go, I just have a glass of water before I go to bed. Like, this is normal. This is my normal day.
How do I
make sure I don't lose money? And I go, do you know how you make sure you never get bitten by a shark? Don't go in the ocean.
Right.
Stay away from it.
Right.
Stay away from the stock market. You'll never lose.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Right.
You can't lose money in the stock market if you're not there. Oh, but then how am I going to make money? Ah.
There's your problem.
Welcome to the world of risk versus reward.
Right.
And if you can't take it, don't do it.
Right.
And adjust your life accordingly. And it's very harsh when I talk to my friends about this stuff because I'm this direct with them. But people need to understand that. People need to understand that you have to absorb a certain amount of volatility if you want to have the returns that you need to get to your financial destination.
Right.
Failing with that acceptance of volatility, you're going to potentially destroy your financial future with market timing.
Correct.
Or you'll take so much, you'll be so risk adverse that you will have to have a huge change in your lifestyle.
Yeah, but these are all, so this is what I talk about, strategy. When I say that word, I'm thinking at a high level. Yeah, now you're breaking it down to some of the decisions that have to be made.
When you say talk about strategy, you're saying to the individual, think in advance before it happens. You're here now. You've seen a 15% drop off the peak.
No, I get that.
So now gut check time says, how are you going to handle the next 15% drop? Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen. I don't know when.
Right.
It could happen tomorrow,
right.
Monday. Or it could happen 1 year from now.
Right.
So how are you going to handle it now?
Right, right. But that's the analysis of what I'm saying. If the strategy is I need to take on risk in order to achieve my goals, I've done a financial plan. I understand kind of the base level of return that I need to make. And let's assume that that base level of return requires that you do better than just GIC rates.
Guaranteed
rates. Okay. So now I've got to take on risk. You can do those calculations in terms of what is reasonable. The problem is sometimes we talk in percentage terms.
Not dollars.
Right.
Yep.
I got $1 million. This thing could fall by 20%. And people say, okay, I can handle 20%. Wait a minute. That's $200,000 you will see evaporate on the statement when you open it. And then that's a different reaction.
Correct.
Right? So it's the downside analysis and talking in dollar terms and timelines. Can people take it? The timelines are very important. I said earlier in this segment, if you went to bed and you skipped this week, you would have woken up and nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
But I guarantee you, if you were looking every day, okay, your Pepto-Bismol or Gravol comment is valid because you had a heck of a wild ride, right? I mean, the roller coaster that we were on this week was really, really amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know that this whole coronavirus issue and thing that's going on, those are things that are going to come and go. There are some other problems out there, and we have a couple of guests on our show today talking about two other problems that are out there. Number one, if you have a public sector pension plan here in Alberta, there are some big changes that are coming for you April 1st. We're going to talk to an actuary who's going to go through some of the big changes that could impact up to 60% of the value of your pension.
Of what you could receive if you commuted it.
Correct. Yes. We'll get into more details about that.
Yes.
And then who's the beneficiary of your RSP or retirement income fund? And if you don't choose your partner correctly, the beneficiary correctly, the tax man will come in and take that money away from them potentially.
Well, you may, as the beneficiary, be impacted from a tax perspective.
Yeah.
Not the person who's...
Who passed away.
You, the receiving the money.
The recipient could take it. And so these are two big issues that are kind of falling under the radar because coronavirus is so important on the media today.
Right.
So we're going to bring them to your attention on our show. We've got a couple of great guests talking about this. And we're going to discuss all of these issues and how do you profit and protect in every market condition at our seminar on Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Course. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, if you or a friend of yours has a PSPP, an LAPP, or an SFPP pension, and if you have one, you'll know what that is, you need to tune in for the next section, because if you're thinking of commuting, you could lose up to 60% of the value with some coming changes April 1st. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.